Where did you get the idea for this album?
The album's been gestating for a little over 2 years now, so gradually the songs have come together, and it was about a year ago that I realized that it was forming into a storyline. We've had albums in the past that had sort of a storyline to them, but this is the first time that this story sort of lent itself to being logistically possible to turn it into a film as well. So that's where it turned into this hybrid project.
Okay, so you didn't necessarily set out to make a concept record.
Not specifically. Almost all the Cloud Cult albums are concept albums in their own form, and so it's a model that I like to follow. Kind of a big fan of the album as an overall piece of art, but this one specifically really lent itself well to being a tellable story.
Did you always know that this was going to end up as a film as well, or is that something that happened along the way?
No, the storyline sort of began to manifest about a year ago, whereas the music was being formed for more than 2 years. And as that storyline formed, it started to feel like the possibility of the film could be real, because the story itself isn't it doesn't require a huge budget. It's a pretty simple story of a family. And at that point, then I started talking to different film companies and directors to see what kind of cost you'd be looking at. And piece by piece, it gradually came together.
As this process began, the process of The Seeker also becoming a film, did that affect the songwriting?
Most of the songs that were already written and had a good fundamental basis for how the recording at that level too. There were two or three songs that were created specifically to kind of massage the film aspect. And in fact, as we speak right now, I'm actually working on the music that goes during the credits. We're just at our final phase right now. But so like three of the songs, including one of the songs is called Days to Remember. And that one was written specifically for a scene that originally wasn't in the film.
Was it difficult to get people interested in making the film?
Thankfully, it really wasn't. I think in the early phases, everybody, including myself, kind of felt like this is a far-fetched dream, and that making it an actual reality was a whole other story. And definitely making a film is that very thing. But we're very fortunate to have hardworking band members, and Jeff D. Johnson, the director of the film. I'm extremely lucky to work with a guy like that, who basically pretty dreamy aspects of the film that would normally require a pretty major budget, and he figures out how to do it. So, pretty brilliant fellow.
Mama said the stars are the universe's eyes. I can feel them watching over me most of the time. We grew up believing we could learn how to fly. We came from the earth, but we belong to the sky.
We've done something interesting with this album, where we've released chapters of the film each week, starting back in October. So there was an intentional intent to sort of tell the storyline and release song by song of the album, and in that way catch people's attention so that they're focused on the album as an overall piece. Just societally speaking, people have gotten really addicted to just picking singles off of albums, and with the way that we listen to music digitally, focus on the album as an overall piece just has gotten to be relatively non-existent. And so an intention was to release the film chapter by chapter, and that way people would be looking forward to what the next song and chapter of the story was. So we've been doing that every week, but when the actual album comes out February 12th, the film aspect will be shut down for a while. So the film itself is going to be doing the film festival circuit, and during that time it can't be publicly released. So we'll probably be officially releasing it later in 2016.
The Seeker is your 10th album. How has the writing process changed over the course of those 10 albums?
In some ways, it's very similar to how it used to be, but in some ways it's very different, too. I've always been a fan of writing and recording from the home studio because that gives you a lot of space and time to sculpt the songs and when you step into a recording studio, you're on a budget, you know you've got a certain number of hours to crank out what you need to crank out, and that can kind of limit the dream process. Whereas having a home studio, you've got the power to go day and night for years on end. So the writing and recording process has always been a lot of alone time, just sitting out there in the studio and grinding through it. But something that we did different this time is we expanded the recording studio, and we had monthly sessions where the full band would come up and stay for a couple few days, and I'd show them songs that I was working on and the various orchestrations, and then they would sit and work out the arrangements for it. So we were able to record all the classical instruments, layer them in a way that feels like an actual full orchestra.
Speaking of your own studios, tell us a little bit about the Earthology Records studio where you recorded this.
We are located in Viroqua, Wisconsin, partway between La Crosse and Madison in the Driftless region. We are completely solar powered over here. Try to grow as much food of our own food as we possibly can organically. And the recording studio is here as well. The Earthology Records is a part of our nonprofit organization, Earthology Institute. And with that, we do various charitable work focused on education and sustainability.
Call your name and you formed out of the emptiness. Call your name and I swear this time will be my best. Call your name and I found home sweet home. May you find grace when overtaken by the tempest. May you find humor in the cynic and the pessimist. May you find faith in the great unknown. Lay it all down in a calm, safe.
Cloud Cult will be playing in Cedar Falls Thursday, February 4th, and it's the first show in the handpicked series at the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center. It's a venue mainly known for world-class classical performances and touring shows. This is really not only the first show of its kind at Gallagher Blue Dorn, but really in the Cedar Valley, this is really the first attempt to have an independent sort of alternative act and put it in a fairly large venue, or really anything larger than club size. What does that mean to you?
Well, A, it's a huge honor to be chosen for something like that. I hope that there's a good turnout for it, because it is something different. But as far as approaching the venue itself, we've been really fortunate to play in good-sized theaters like that. In the past, actually in 2014, we did this unplugged tour, which is basically got rid of the amps and all that kind of stuff and just focused purely on the classical instruments, acoustic guitar, added into that too. And specifically chose venues that were of that type just because of the acoustics and the feel of the set. But this will be a little bit different because we'll be kind of blending, we'll be doing two sets there. So we'll do a full acoustic set like that and then move into the full electric. So hopefully that flies well there.
Cloud Cult's also known for the visual element to its live show. Can our audience expect that? And is it at all related to the film for The Seeker?
Yes, we have two live painters on stage, my wife, Connie Minowa, and Scott West, a longtime great friend, both of whom went to school for fine arts and worked professionally in the field. But they, through the course of the set, each crank out a completely original painting, so that by the end of the set, there's a piece of the show that somebody gets to take home with them. But as far as it relating directly to the film, we're kind of intentionally approaching the early stages of the release of The Seeker to be focused on the music and not have the film released for a while. And in that way, people can kind of embrace the songs and give them their own meaning and their own personality.
And it looks like you're getting ready to, right after the show at the Gallagher Blue Dorn, you're getting ready to head out on tour for, it looks like, a couple of months here. I've got the dates right in front of me, almost through the end of April.
Yeah, we'll be doing a full U.S. tour, and our two wonderful kids along with us for most of it, 4-year-old and 6-year-old, as their teachers and principal has said, they learn so much touring with us, you know, seeing all these different cities and whatnot, that just an experience that you shouldn't be passing up. And we love to have them along. It's too hard to travel without them.
Craig Minowa from Cloud Cult, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks a lot. We look forward to coming out there.